This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. American-led forces and their Syrian Kurdish allies have carried out their biggest joint operation against the Islamic State group since U.S. President Donald Trump ordered a pullback of U.S. forces in Syria. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The U.S.-led coalition says its forces, along with hundreds of U.S.-aligned Syrian Kurdish commandos, took part in an operation in southeastern Syria Friday, capturing dozens of Islamic State militants, clearing IS compounds, and seizing weapons and explosives. The news came on the same day Vice President Mike Pence visited Iraq in an effort to reassure Kurdish allies in the region, telling reporters,
President Trump's commitment to our allies here in Iraq, as well as to those in the Syrian Defense Forces, the Kurdish forces who fought alongside us, is unchanging.
President Trump's pullback of American forces in Syria opened the door for a cross-border offensive against the Kurds last month by Turkey. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Security and hospital officials said Saturday that at least two people were killed when Iraqi security forces fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse crowds of protesters in a third day of fierce clashes in central Baghdad. Two protesters were struck with rubber bullets and died instantly. Over 20 others were wounded in the fighting on one street. 16 people have died and more than 100 wounded in the renewed clashes. At least 342 protesters have died in Iraq's massive protest, which started on October 1st, when thousands of Iraqis took to the streets to decry corruption and lack of services despite Iraq's oil wealth. Separately, Iraq's parliament failed to hold a session Saturday due to a lack of a quorum. Lawmakers were supposed to read reform bills introduced to placate protesters. The next session is postponed to Monday. This is VOA News. Several thousand protesters marched through Paris on Saturday to demand a national wake-up call and more government investment to prevent deadly domestic violence against women. Reuters' Emma McCarthy.
A sea of purple flooded Paris on Saturday as tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets calling out domestic violence. The march comes as it was revealed that more than 130 women were believed to have been killed by their partner or ex-partner in the country this year. This demonstrator says her ex-husband punched her. The French government is due to publish the results of an investigation into domestic violence on Monday. A Council of Europe expert group on domestic violence said earlier this week that France needed to offer better protection for victims and their children, as well as more effective anti-violence measures.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Italian Coast Guard on Saturday said that they had rescued 143 migrants off the island of Lampedusa, though around 20 others were apparently missing, according to the survivors. The Coast Guard said in a statement that crews of four patrols rescued 143 people who had fallen into the sea from a 10-meter boat. Survivors said that around 20 of those who had been on the boat were still missing. A search for those missing continued on Saturday evening with planes from Frontex and the Italian Navy flying over the area. Meanwhile, Italy, Germany, France, and Malta jointly asked the European Commission to activate a migrant relocation scheme for 213 migrants on board the Ocean Viking rescue ship. The Ocean Viking, chartered by SOS Mediterranean with Doctors Without Borders, has rescued 215 people in three operations in recent days. Protests against Colombia's government continued for a third consecutive day Saturday, as demonstrators took to the streets with pots and pans to voice their discontent with President Iván Duque. In the capital, a few thousand people gathered at a park and shouted slogans against the conservative president before trying to march toward the center. They were later dispersed with tear gas by police. Authorities have ordered a police and military presence following 2 days of unrest. Duque's administration has been plagued by problems during his 15 months in office, including a combative Congress, low approval ratings, and unsuccessful legislative efforts. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.